holding Rashi Hamtinu, right? So Ula said that he would have five Be'ilus, B'shivcha Harufa, B'shoigeg, he'd only be chayav one. So Rav Luna says, according to that, if he would be Baal, he takes up the Ruchas above a Hifrish Korban, from Hamtinu Liyachai Baal, Shalom B'chayiv 1, Zakrashi, Hamtinu Shalot Takriveyu Ache Boyolayd. He says that let me do one more time. Some more said that's not a sushi. That's after Hafrasha. That much he agrees. Once you designate a korban, you can't add on other chiyuvim onto the korban. So that's not what we're talking about. The more brings because of Dimi. So Rav Dimi said, according to one who holds that you need Yediyah B'Tchilah. So this has all been discussing in the Rav Tarfon holds you don't need Yediyah B'Tchilah. And right away Rashi learns, Rav Akiva disagrees. Rav Akiva holds that to be able to bring, the reason why Rav Akiva says he brings an Asham Tolui, because he can't bring the Asham Bala yet of Shifcha Charufa, because he doesn't know whether he's Chayav in a Shifcha Charufa or not. So it means to be able to bring the Korban, a person has to have Yediyah that he was Chayav in the Korban. So according to Bekiva holds that Yediyah is needed. So then so according to Bekiva, so then if he would have five beers in this Sifra Harufa, it'd be Chai B'Kolachas V'Achas. The more assume right now, according to Dimi, but we have a Mishnah which says he's only Chayav one. It's a Mishnah increases. If multiple B is only Chayav one time, Hani Mili Mezid. That's a case of Mezid. Inami, a case of Shogeg Behelamechot. Alva Shogeg Benodaloi Bentayim. He was shugging, and then between each one, he became aware of what he'd done. And then, so leman the chashiva la yediyah ba'ashem mechalekis, it'll be mechalek. So yediyah will now be mechalek. Now this is not just a sukkah. This is the truth. This is the pshat. But we thought I feel the Rish Lakish. Even according to Rish Lakish, that was says by chatas yediyah is not mechalek, but over here yediyah should be mechalek. Again, the kud over here of the chiluk is not because it's shtei halomas, because shtei halomas is not a sibut in mechayev by Yashu, because you can do b'mezid in mechayev also. It's not the haloma. It's more the idea that yediyah is mechayev a korban, so then once yediyah is mechayev a korban, so when he does it again, it can't go on attached to that korban. Whereas, so it's not, you know, it's a little bit deceptive because it's in a case of shtei halomos between two things. But that Rashi was stressing before, that's not the point of our sugya. It has to go because the mechayev b'riach Rish Lakish is in the after both things have been done. Yediyah is mechayev korban, and then you can't, or hafrosh is mechayev korban, and you can't add something else onto the korban. So that's the discussion over here. So that's what Rav Dimi says. The Mor said, well, I don't understand. Harei chata is a boy yediyah b'tchilah. Shim hei b'chatos or kadem shenoyd lo hechet enem chaperis. By chata you find the same idea that a person is not sure if he did the chet, can't bring a chata. He has to know about it. That's why there's a concept called Hashem Tolui, because he doesn't know. Tichsiv oy hoyda alav behavi. The din chata only kicks in once he has yediyah. Complete Rabbi from Rish Lakish. Come Rish Yosef, Rish Lakish, then Yediyah's Mechalkus. This guy, Bishtaim, Al Shnei, Zay, Sechelev, Behelem Echot. Yediyah's not Mechalik to be Mechalik to bring Kabbanas. Amalo chashiva lechiluk yediyah kechiluk kaparu. Bring a korban, this is bring a korban, but just being aware of it is not bring a korban. We have a shiva charufa, therefore, b'yediyah shebein b'yelabiyah, lav kavoras korban chashivi. So according to this argument, it will not be like you brought a korban for each one. Lechalik. V'kihechid b'meizid didei, maybe achas al kulam. So chenami, maybe achas al kulam. So it's not any worse than the case of meizid, you bring one for all of them. I, by chatos, becoming aware in between each size of chelev is mechayev two different kavanas. That's something different. The hosim chiyuvei ashkogasu, the chiyuv is for the forgettings, and he was aware, he forgot, and became aware, and he forgot again. And no chiyuv korban. But over here, the chayiv is not for the shayiv, because mezid also brings. The chayiv is for the ma'aseh. So you have to have something. The only thing which would be mechalik is if you hold yediyas are mechalikas bechatas. Each yediyah gets a chayiv korban. So he already got a chayiv korban, then he can't add on more onto the korban. So that's what. They asked Rav Dimi. So Abaye suggested, "I'm going to buy a dilma. How the pshatat of the man the boy yedia chayiv befil the Rish Lakish. That which you're saying, a case that if you need yedia according to Rabbi Kiva, yedia is significant by shivkas charufa. Therefore, it's mechalik even like Rish Lakish. But ma'aseh lachar afroshah gemarta that you can't add in after afroshah. Bechatak v'sod the Rav Hamnuna the Liel." Like Rav Huna said, you can't add in after your mafresh. Av yediya the kadim, but just yediya before the filler of Mekiba, put the Rav Yechon Rish Lakish. That would, your maskim, that yediya alone would be in Betal Mechagos Rav Yechon Rish Lakish. Rav Yechon the Chashiba yediya, the Chalak Mechila Eschelim, Fila Shtei Achila Shenechla Behelam Echad, even though they're both eaten Behelam Echad, but each yediya separates. So Chanami Mechalekis. So we're also by Yashim Toli, by Yashim Shifcharufu di Mechalek. And according to Rish Lakish, Amar Hosim Loi Mechalekis. Chanami Afilu the Bein Bia Bia Loi Mechalekis. It won't separate. Why? U the Bein Bia U Bia the Hacha Kishtei Achilas Techele Behelam Echad Menoi Deloi Kol Echad Beechad Levadai Dam. This case is the same as that case over there of eating it Behelam Echad and then becoming aware of one and then the other. And the Morris said a cryptic phrase. The Morris says the Rabban said a kolmoed b'mishivcha charufa, v'hakolmoed b'mishivcha charufa, u'machlokes b'mishivcha charufa. Did we get all the two dots on Friday? We didn't do that last part in the Gemara. So the more of this thing, the more I'm late. Okay, also Rabban. When Rabban came, Rabban said, "Akolmoed the meshivcha charufa, v'akolmoed the meshivcha charufa, u'machlokes meshivcha charufa." Now, what does that mean? Akolmoed the meshivcha charufa, de'ena chayv alachas kedeula. According to my number holds, you don't need yediyah b'tchila, so yediyah is not mechalik, and therefore he'll only mechayv one, like Ula said. V'akolmoed the meshivcha charufa, the chayv alachas v'achas. Rav Hamnuna, in a case of your mafreshit. Like Rav Hamnuna said, everybody agrees that each one has his own korban. If he's not fish already, so that was Rav Dimi's case. If you hold, you do need the madam Oshem Vare Boy Yediyah B'Tchila. So that'll be told in Machlokes Rav Yechon V'Reish Lakish Oshem and Lakish. So Krasha Kol Moedim Rav Yechon V'Reish Lakish B'Shivcha Harufa the Yesh Chiluk. That if you hold, you don't need yediyah. Interesting. There's a case where there is chilek between the two. Come on, well, the ain chilek case where there's not chilek, Rashi changed the order of the Gemara. But look, is shneim, but the Rebbechin yesh chilek, the Shlokas ain chilek, the Kulam Afar Shlo, the Gemara is going to explain. So the man delivered by Yedei Bethchila. Ula said, according to the man holds, you don't need Yedei Bethchila, Reb Tarfon, the Tefillah Rebbe Yechon, Mardar, the Reb Tarfon, the Chashiva, Yedei Lechalik. It's not Mechalik. Chiyom Rebbe Yechon, Yedei is Mechalikus. Chiyom Ben Shtayim, and Nasas, Behelam Echad, Hani Mili Bechatas, the Chashiv Yedei, Dilo. That he did two Chet, Chatoyim, one Helam, which normally that means one Korban. But since he has Yedei, each one independently, that's Mechai, a separate Korban. That's Echatas. So Torah says, you need Yedei. But the case there was hafrosha and then bia, that'll be chayv a separate korban. Believe it, the one holds you don't need yedia. The yedia de asham, the Rabbi Yechon darmi yedias chatas hoyo. By chatas, the yediyah is mechayev of the korban. Therefore, it's mechalik. It's chashem, therefore it's mechalekus. Filo chatas tehelam echod. So chanami mechalekus bein tehelam echod bein nishtehelam. So we're here to be mechalik. Rish lakish dama yediyah but the chatas af agav the chashiva le. Yediyah by chatas is very important. That's what's mechayev of the korban. But still, loy mechalekus. Averis tehelam echod. Achinami ef. Ha, I feel the shtei alamas lo mechalekus. We can appreciate. Over there's not mechalek. Over here's not mechalek. Okay. Itmar. New. Still within the sugya of chiyuv chatos. New kinech. New sugya. Niskam al hagbias atolush mechotek is a mechubur. So. There's a chiyuv in the Torah for chatas. Chatas is a person does the avera with some level. That he does the action is done, being aware that he's doing the action. He wants to do the action. He's doing the action, but the avera element has been hidden from him. Lashon of halama, it's hidden. It means the action is not hidden from him. The avera is not hidden from him. It's hidden from him. So the action is done with intent. He forgot it was Shabbos. He forgot this malacha was also. Let's say he was doing something which he thought that he was attempting to do action A, but rather action B occurred. That's not chayv chatas. That's called misasik. And I think the language is like the thing we spent on time is that this idea of being oisik in something, you're doing something, and misasik means it occurred. So it's pael. This is the asik which occurred out of what you did. So occurring is not chayav chatas. So now, therefore, niskam al hagbias atolush, a person, there was cut stalks of grain, and he went to pick them up. V'chotech ez mechubur, and instead he cut off ones which are attached to the ground. Potter, that case is potter. But let's say lachtech is a talush, mechotech is a mechubur. There was a stalk of grain which he thought was detached, and he wanted to cut it smaller, but really it was attached. So the action of cutting he did, he wanted to do the act of cutting, but he had no intent to do the act of kotzer. But he did exactly what he wanted to do, but he didn't want to do ksira. So is that called a case of misasek or a case of oisek? So Rabba says Omer Potter, Abaya Omer Chayev. Rabba says the case is Potter because that's considered Rabba Omer Potter told him Lumiskam and the Chaticha the Isura. Even though he did exactly what he intended to do, he cut it, which is what he intended to do, but he had no intent to do ksira. Are we talking about grain here? Stalks of grain.
I would think katsira is just whatever you need to cut to get the grain at the top of the stalk.
No, the whole katsira only is attaching it, cutting it off from its from its source of nourishment from the ground. That's the malachal katsira.
So how operationally, how close to the ground do you have to cut it?
Doesn't make a difference where you cut it, but once it's cut, cutting it a second time doesn't make a difference.
Oh, in other words, it's already been.
In the case, it's already detached from the ground. See, he wants to cut it short. It was very long, it's a schlep, so he wants to cut it short.
Once it's detached, it's cutting.
Right. So So, see, he did exactly what this was a stalk of grain. He cut it like he wanted to do. Everything was done what he wanted to do, but he had no intent to do kaitzer. So he had no intent to do the chaticha disur. Well, there's a Russian text over here, but the argument's case, this stalk was the one he wanted to cut. He mistakenly thought it was detached.
He thought it was a different song.
It's right. Okay, fine.
And isn't that similar to, like, you know, Shabbos? I didn't realize today was Shabbos. I mean, a mistake about the Metzias.
Well, but they've been saying that over here the mistake is in the Metzias of the item, as opposed to the mistake about the circumstances around the item. In other words, I'm doing a malacha. In other words, till now I know a person does a malacha with a full intent. I intend to cook. So the action was done with full intent, in aware of the implications of it. Over here, my intent, the act of cutting something which is detached, is different than the act of cutting which is attached. One is a malacha aspect, isurim. On Tuesday, the act of cutting something off the ground is different than the act of cutting something short. That's Rava's argument. So this is not kaitzer. He had no intent for kaitzer. He had no intent for is. You know, it doesn't mean someone said he had intent for. What he wanted to do wasn't kaitzer. What he wanted to do was shortening things. I mean, Rava's the one. I mean, I hear Rava. Bias is back, but he did exactly what he wanted to do. He cut the thing what he wanted to cut. He intended to cut, and he cut. Okay. Let's see Rashi before the Rabbis Rai takes us. The Rai brings it all the way to next Omen. So, let's see Rashi. Now, Rashi complicates things a little bit. It's carbon like Bias Atoblish. The Nofel Sakin by Rugas Hayoruk. It's carbon like Bias. So a knife fell down, and he went down with intent to pick up the knife. As he's picking up the knife, b'chotach as a mechuber, he cut the mechuber. Okay, so that case is part. We darsh in the pasuk shechotah, but the shinan increases. The more it increases, the darsh is prat lemis asik b'davar acher, v'asa davar zet. That he did what he was chayt in, as opposed to tended doing something else and ended up doing this. So Tosis takes out a Rashi. So the, if the case of this like Bias Atolish because of the Mechuber could have been in the same item, in other words, you could have said what's Rashi grappling with? This thing is attached. So he wanted to pick up something which he thought was detached, and he picked it up, and really it was attached. So that's really Rashi seems to, that's the case. Rashi says that's not the case. Rashi said the case was, here was the stalk. When we learned the Gemara, we thought the case was, here was the stalk, thinking it's detached, he went to pick it up. See, no intent for chaticha at all. And the result was, well, the Maaseh was chaticha because he did what he wanted to do. He took this item to himself, but he had no intent for cutting, because he thought it was detached. So that case, everybody holds his part. Rashi said that's not the case. Rashi says the case which everybody holds is potter is a case where he saw a knife on the ground, and he wanted to pick up the knife, and as he went up, the knife cut the thing off. So he had no intent to pick the item up at all. That's the case everybody holds his part. So what implication does it have for us? The next case of... What? Rashi says, was he, I mean, I'm not sure what Rashi lost on Talush. He wanted to get the knife, Rashi says.
We're saying the knife is not the
Talush. I don't know what the Talush is exactly. So Tosis says the implications of Rashi will be... Now, what's the next case? So he cuts... He wanted to cut something which is Talush, and it turned out it was Mechuber. Tosfos says that's not the case according to Rashi. The case is he wanted to cut item A, which actually was Talush, and cut item B instead, which was mechuber. But a case where he went to item A, which he thought was tolish, and cut it, everybody holds yichayv. That's what Rashi is moving away from. Rashi, because there you have the item, you did what you wanted to do in the item, you cut it. You weren't aware of the implications, but like Russell was saying, of the Isser Shabbat. But that's this is according to Rashi. That's what Rashi is saying. That kid, everybody agrees, is high. So where's the Mechalikus? The Mechalikus has to be, that's what Rashi moves the case of Lagbi as a Tolush a step back, or to move the case of Chotech as a Tolush a step back. Further away from intent. Tosis says the Rebbe Tam finds that case difficult, that pshat difficult. And the Rebbe Tam says the way I told you. The case was, he pretended to code something under the impression that it was Tolish and really it was Mechubur. That's why Tosis understands the case, the way I explained it to you. But Rashi, saying Rashi complicates it a little, makes it moves it a step further back. Now, b'sharigah hechidomi, what's the case of shagig? So Rashi says, so this is why this is potter. So what's chayiv? Kigoyin shenis kavan l'kach, person did what he wanted to do. He intended to do what he wanted to do. It. I was shagag, but he was misinformed. The sabr shena yom Shabbos, a sabr shemalach l'zumutaris. He was under the impression that what he's doing is permitted. But in this case over here, he wasn't involved in the act of chaticha at all. You know, in English, you say he forgot, right? Or he made a mistake. Well, he made a mistake over also. Right? Shagig also isn't only limited to the case of forgetting. Right? I mean, it's hard to find a good English phrase for it. The case which is chai, where he intended to do chaticha disuru, being shagig on Shabbos, or b'shigas malachos. Ella over here, rather misasik b'chatichas hetter, haba, shideshu Shabbos, videshu chatichas chumachubros. He knows everything is also. He's being oisik of what he thought was chatichas hetter, and it turned out it was chatichas isur. Amarava, menor minullah. Where's my source that this case is going to be potter? The Tanya. Chomer Shabbos Mishar Mitzvahs, B'chomer Shabbos Mitzvahs Mishabbos. There's a chomer that each one has over the other. Chomer Shabbos Mishar Mitzvahs, Shashabbos Osir Shtayim Behelem Echad, Chai B'Kolach Svachas. Shabbos, it's possible to be do shtayim mehelam echad, shigas malachas, and chayav for each one independently. Mashen came a shar mitzvahs. By other mitzvahs, it's the same aveira. He does it twice. And one helam is only chayav once. B'chomer shar mitzvahs mi Shabbos, but there's a chumra that other mitzvahs has over Shabbos. Shabbos shar mitzvahs shogag below miskaven is chayav. Mashen came a Shabbos. By other mitzvahs, a case of shogeg without kavanah is chayiv. In this case, but Shabbos is potter. Now, what does that mean? Omer Mar. Chomer Shabbos mishar mitzvahs. Shabbos osur shtayim behelam echad chayiv b'kolachas v'achas. Mashenkin b'shar mitzvahs. Hechidami. What's the case? The problem is we said okay. Well, bitur v'malachas, which are both transgressions of lo sasek v'malacha. And each one forgetting independently, it's chayiv to karbonos. It says, "Mashem mashar mitzvah." You don't really. It's not that you have a parallel case with mitzvahs, but the halacha is only chayiv one. You don't have a parallel case. He ate chaylev, took his name of chaylev. He did the exact same maisa twice. Shabbos, yes, there's a chiddush. The Shabbos has different ways of doing the transgressing, but you don't have a parallel case by other mitzvahs. Well, let's call it according to Rishua, which he held at a chanami, Yarchayev separately. You say, but we're going well, the whole Samchun is. If you held Samchun is not Machalik, the lumnus is, you know, the mice of Eir is Achila. So there's no way to Machalik it. Whereas over here, there's different ways of doing the same Eir. Over there, there's only one way of doing the Eir, eating. So that's not a parallel case. The Moreover says, what is the parallel case that we're comparing it to where that Yom L'Chayiv won? So that's the Moreover's grappling with. Hechidam. Yilema the Obed Ketzira B'Tchina. The case of Shabbos was he did Ketzira B'Tchina. The Chavos of Gabi Shermitz is Achokhele B'Dam. So Hachatarti M'Chayiv V'Hachatarti M'Chayiv. So the other mitzvahs would be we have to be two different things that he did. That's Chayiv twice. There's obvious Ella what? Shar mitzvahs the loy mechayiv alachad. Hechadam midochel chayla v'chayla. We ate chayla twice. Dichvasa gabi Shabbos. Dov v'kitzira v'kitzira. So the parallel case of Shabbos, he did the same act of kosher twice. So hachachad mechayiv. V'hachachad mechayiv. So we're both either only. So both only chayiv one. So what is this case of a Shabbos you're chayiv two, and by Yerbal you're chayiv one?
I mean, here they're focusing on chaylov. You're talking about the agricultural actions, so you can talk about shvita.
Men achayv karbonos for that. Samora says, "Lo'elam da'ovet kitzir v'tchina." The case was kitzir v'tchina. Umay mashenkin b'shar mitzvahs. Avodah Zorah, where's the parallel case where you have different actions, but only one korban since there's one halab? By Avodah Zorah, Kid Rabami, Dabar Rabami, Zibeach, Vikiter, Venisech, Bahaloma Achas, and Achai Bala Achas. Seemingly like he did different actions. He was over the Isra of Avodah Zorah by serving Avodah Zorah, by shechting to the Avodah Zorah, and by pouring to the Avodah Zorah, and by burning incense to the Avodah Zorah, but those are all the actions of being Ovid Avodah Zorah. There's different actions. So by Shabbos, different actions, different ways of transgressing, is Chayav a Chatas for each one. And by Avodah Zorah, if it's one Helam, it's only Chayav one Chatas. Okay, so that's good. The Moreh still, we haven't, Rabbah hasn't gotten to his Raya yet. Now, so the Moreh is this. This is all Rabbah's thought process. Now that we said that the case of the Brisa is contrasting Shabbos to Avodah Zorah, so aim a sefer. Let's look at the sefer. There's a chumra that Sharmitzes have over Shabbos. How is that? Sharmitzes shogeg b'lo miskaven is chayev, mashen came b'Shabbos. Sharmitzes shogeg b'lo miskaven is chayev, and by Shabbos that case is potter. So that's really, that's the gate to Rava. What's this case of Shabbos that you're positive? Because Rava says you're positive of Shabbos. What's this case that we're talking about? It says, Hai Shogag B'lo Miskaven, the Vedazora Hechi Dami. So right now we're talking about Vedazora. What's the case of Shogag B'lo Miskaven and that you're Chai? Ilema. So we're gonna. So obviously in the words, B'lo Miskaven means there's some element of that wasn't his intent to do it. There's a misasic element in it. That wasn't what he wanted to do. But that's what came out. So what was the case? Ilema kasabra besa knesses who vihishtacha v'loa heray libra l'shamayim. So he thought he was bowing down towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu in the besa knesses. It turned out that there was a getchka there and it was a base of a resort. So it turned out he did an act of bowing down to Avodah Zorah. Yeah, but the Maisin Lachayv in that case, because it was Libra L'Shamayim. He had no intent to do Avodah Zorah, so that's not Avodah Zorah. That's not holding over to Avodah Zorah if he had no intent to do it. Elamur says, okay, we'll take it a step further. I'm not sure why this case is further, a step further. Abel Dechoze Indarta V'Sogedo. Indarta was like the Tzuris Melech, Rashi says. They do the Kabbalah of Melech, and he bowed down. Not the Shem Elohus. The verse is one of his case. He accepted it as a god. So amazing. So he's bowing down intentionally to Avodah Zorah. So he's amazing. So lav klumu. So so again, that's Libra L'Shamayim. It wasn't Libra L'Shamayim. He was just bowing down the Kavod HaMelech. So there's no, he had no intent to do any Aveira. So it's, again, it's not a Avodah Zorah, period. Elamor says the case was mi'ava mi'ira. Now, he was scared of Pliny. Pliny said, told him, bow down to the Buddha Zora. He was scared of Pliny. He had no intent to be Mekabel as an Buddha Zora, but since Pliny told him to do it, he was scared, he did it. El Me'avu Me'ira, or he wanted to please the fellow. Me'avu. So Hanicha Labai Damar Chayiv, so that's the case which is Chayiv. Al Rabba Damar Potter, make the memory. Rabba says Me'avu Me'ira is Potter. Because again, he had no intent for Me'avu as Bar Azorah.
So I understand, why would you be Chayiv?
According to Abaya?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I don't remember. I didn't look it up. I just planned to look it up and I forgot. Where Rashi learns, I think it's difficult. You know, it's difficult to understand the logic behind the case. You know, what the logic is. Rashi says he had no intent point is to bow down to the Buddha Zora, and he bowed down to the Buddha Zora. In other words, there was a full act of the person told him to Buddha Zora. He bowed down. So there wasn't any element of mistake in what he was doing, in the sense of he maybe thought what he's doing is permitted to do, but because of the year, etc. But it's different than so that's much more of an intent for Avodah Zarah than the person who's mistakenly, he's mishtachel b'sei kneses, thinking that is a mokum heter in terms of mimat miser, or he bows down to in darta because of the kavod amelach. Over here, he's bowing down to Avodah Zarah. He says, "What are you doing? I'm bowing down to Avodah Zarah. Why are you doing that? Because I'm scared of the guy." But what he's doing is bowing down to Avodah Zarah. So Baya says that case is chayiv. Now I call the case of whether it's in heter, it's chayiv misa. May I have a year? Baya says it's chayiv misa over there. That's why I had to look it up. I'll be not all look into it again today. We'll let you know better tomorrow. Well, so what's the case? Elabimer Mutter. The case is that he. Rashi says the case was he wasn't aware of the issur of Zara in the Torah. What's the case? Of Gershon Itzkar ben Abeno Akum. And Mor says Mashekim b'Shabbos. The Rashi says the part of the Gamri. The case of Shabbat. The Rashi says by Shabbos you part totally. So, what's that case? Now Tosis says you. The Mor should have asked him the case of Shechet. The person did not know any. The person didn't know Iker Shabbos. He's chayav one for all of the Shabbos. The Ma'aseh is chayav. That's not what the Mor asked from. The Mor asked him the case of Helam Zev Zebiyadoi. This case Helam Zev Zebiyadoi means he thinks all the he forgot all the right now at this point in time he believes all the malachos are mutter. Right, he forgot the malachos are mutter, the malachos are asur. He's under the impression all the malachos are mutter. He's under the impression this case is not Shabbos. So ad kan loy boy mine merubim mir nachman el either chiyuv echad or either chiyuv tarti, whether it's chayv one or it's chayv 39 or whatever, it's chayv more than one. Av amitzal gamri loy, but it's not totally potter. So where is this case mashegem Shabbos that you're potter? So we still haven't figured out the case of the price. Also, funny piece of Gemara. Tosfos is kasha, is a very strong kasha. Like, you know, the parallel where Rashi learns the case, the parallel should have been to the case of a person did not know b'shachak ikur Shabbos. Elalav, the pshat in the brayse has to be reisha ba'akum. So the parallel has the case of the reisha we're contrasting Shabbos to a barazor. The sefer b'shar mitzvahs we're contrasting the sefer of Shabbos to other mitzvahs, not a barazor. Now, so what's the case? B'shagah b'lam yiskaven b'shar mitzvahs. There is a case. Hechidami the sober the shuman who. The person thought what he's eating was shuman. He thought it wasn't chela. He thought it was fat, permitted fats. And he ate it. So he ate it under the impression that what he's doing is an action which is permitted. And so you ask him, what are you doing? So I'm eating shuman. No, you ate chela. He had no intent to eat chela, but he had intent to eat this item, and he's chayav. Okay. So that's the parallel. That's the case we're discussing. By Shabbos, Mashenka by Shabbos, the potter. This guy will not because the tallish, because the mechuber is potter. So that's my raya that doing the action, being unaware of the facts of the item, is not chayav korban by Shabbos. But Mashenka by other things, it is chayav. So that is Rabbah's menominal. Rabbi has to give an answer. And then we'll leave Rashi's for tomorrow. Okay. So Abaya, Shagar B'lam Yiskaven, Hechidam. So where's a case where you would have Shagar B'lam Yiskaven that Shabbos your potter? So remember, Abaya says the case, like, Bias HaTolos, B'chotach HaZemuchabur, Abaya says also his potter. So he's going to have a case which by Sharm Averis is parallel to that and is Chai. What's that case? The summer Roiku Ubloi, there was some liquid chaylev in his mouth, and he thought it was spit, and he swallowed it. So he had no intent to eat at all. He was intending to just swallow his spittle. But the Maisa, he swallowed chaylev, because I said chaylev, so he's chayev. So that's parallel to the case of this, that, and the parallel case of Shabbos is Mashem B'Shabbos. The potter and his kamal lebiyas atolish mechotech as a mechuber is potter, but abal his kamal latoch as atolish mechotech as a mechuber. Even my Shabbos would be chayiv.